Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Giving Tuesday, the last Giving Tuesday of 2019, and this is the time when we talk with significant nonprofits around town to find out what difference they're making in the community and how they could use your help. And today we're talking with a group called Housing Families First. With me this morning is Beth Van Turnbull, who's the executive director. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Jason.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk with you about Housing Families First and what we do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, you and I have had the opportunity, or I've had the opportunity to learn more about this fantastic effort over the last few years with your annual gala and helping with that. And I always learn something new. So let's give folks a kind of a step back, and they may have heard of the Hilliard House before. Let's give them a taste of what you do and why you're here.
Sure. Well, thanks so much. Housing Families First provides families that are experiencing homelessness in Greater Richmond with the tools they need to move into and sustain permanent housing. And how we do that is through our emergency shelter program for families with children, and that's Hilliard House. A lot of people know us as Hilliard House because that was our very first program. Mm-hmm. And Hilliard House, it's not just about being a safe and supportive stopover for families and children who are experiencing homelessness. It's about providing a quick path to permanent housing. So the average stay for families here is just 41 days, with nearly 80% moving directly to permanent housing when they leave. So we really want to provide the resources and the help that families need to move back into permanent housing. And then we have another program called Rapid Rehousing, which is exactly what it sounds like. That's for families, and we also do some single adults in that program as well, that are deemed highly vulnerable to extended homelessness without an intervention. And we provide them assistance with looking for permanent housing, application fees, the deposits, security deposits, utility deposits, and then usually short-term rental subsidies to get back on their feet and into permanent housing. So we work with families about 6 months in that program, but 97% move into permanent housing, and about 85% maintain that for at least a year, which is how long we followed up. Mm. So as a lot of people can imagine and already know, once people lose their housing and become homeless, the barriers to getting back into housing often are high security deposits. A lot of times a landlord will require 2 months of rent as a security deposit. There might be a several hundred dollar utility deposit to get utilities turned on in order to sign the lease. And easily those move-in costs can be $2,500 to $3,000, and a lot of people just obviously cannot save that and don't have it on hand. So we're really helping them overcome that hump of getting back into housing and getting them stabilized so they can maintain it. But it is all for families actually experiencing homelessness. And if not for our assistance, would be, you know, in the street or a car or something similar.
Yeah, and, you know, the economy is doing well, but I think we're also seeing these the surveys and the statistics come out about how little folks have in savings. Even people who have homes and are doing and have a job and have a car, when you ask, do you have $2,500 in cash ready to put down in an emergency? A lot of people just don't have that, even if they're in a good situation, much less one that some of families in crisis have. So what's the philosophy been It hasn't always been this way about homelessness, about the idea of transitioning and getting people back in as quickly as possible. Why has that changed our outlook on that?
Yeah, what the philosophy and approach is now is called Housing First. And I started working with families experiencing homelessness in 2001. And at that time, we thought we're going to keep people in shelter and in programs for a long time and get them ready for housing. And Hilliard House used to do that. And families would stay up to 2 years, and we had child care and lots of mandatory required services on site. And that cost per family about $25,000 to $30,000 here at Hilliard House, and that was the average cost around the country for these programs. And that was the best thought we had at the time. But when they really did research, they found that most families are homeless less than 2 months, and that really what they need is help with those move-in costs that are so high, the $2,500 to $3,000, and that spending $25,000 to $30,000 on a very limited number of families really wasn't the best use of money, nor was it what people needed. It was just way too much, much more than most families needed. And so now Housing First is the philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is housing ready. Just get them to housing, help them move in. The average cost of direct services now for those families that are getting that rapid rehousing, when we move them in, pay the move-in cost, help with those short-term rental subsidies, usually about 6 months, the cost now is more like $5,000 per household to completely help them stabilize. And that doesn't mean that they're live in large. I mean, the families will
right.
probably continue to struggle financially, but they won't be homeless. And most don't return to homelessness. And so it's about everybody's ready for housing. Everybody deserves housing. Get them there. Help pay to get them in. It's much cheaper in the long run. And the vast majority of families are going to be successful in maintaining that housing.
You all had, it's a good time to talk because it's been about a year since you had that really transformative grant in November last year, which is a big news, the $2.5 million grant from the Bezos Fund.
Yeah.
And what was that like, and how did you use that, and what did you see happen as a result of that?
Sure. Well, we were extremely fortunate to be one of the first 24 organizations in the country to receive a grant from Jeff Bezos' Day One Families Fund around families experiencing homelessness. And to give it some perspective, our annual budget at the time was $1 million a year. So to have one grant that was 2.5 times our annual budget was clearly transformative. I will say that we had labored really diligently for years and really struggled when we were changing from that old model to Housing Families First to maintain funding, because that was a very difficult jump to make as all the other funding went away. And we said, but we were built to house families. We're going to continue to house families. And we really had to scrape, and the community really rose to the occasion and kept us going. And we had worked for several years since then to say, we're great at families. We were built for housing families experiencing homelessness, and that's what we're going to stick to. And as a result, when the opportunity for the Bezos grants came out, people really saw us as the family homeless specialist in this region, and that's why we got the grant. And what it's done for us is we have been open 18 years. We opened our doors as Hilliard House in 2001, and we have a lot of original systems and roofing, and we have over 240 children and adults come through our shelter building a year. And that's, imagine if you have one or two or three children, the amount of wear and tear they can put on a place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then think of hundreds. So we had some capital improvements we really knew we had to make and had been planning for. So part of the money is going to actually doing those things in the building that are just necessary to have a safe adequate and really family-friendly, welcoming, nurturing shelter. But we were also able to greatly expand that rapid rehousing program. So we can open many more slots and work with many more families every year, and offer them that financial assistance, that help with finding a place that meets their needs, the security deposits and things like that. So all in all, about 160 more children and adults are going to get services every year going forward as a result of that grant. And we also are, it kind of is giving us the ability to try some new things. Not every family that comes through a Richmond shelter is prioritized and deemed eligible for that rapid rehousing program, but that doesn't mean that they have the money to move out on their own. They may have some money. They're not the most vulnerable, but they're still homeless and need help. So we've partnered with the other two family shelters in the region, and now if there's a family living in shelter that doesn't get prioritized for that rapid rehousing, but they really do need a little bit of financial assistance to move out, and they've gotten approved, and they can put some money towards it, but not all of it, we actually now will use that BASIS money to provide them just a very small one-time subsidy to move out. And we're doing that for our Hilliard House shelter, but also the other family shelters in the region, so that every family that comes through a shelter has the opportunity to move forward if they can get approved for a unit. And all the shelters are really great at finding landlords and moving people forward into housing. So it's created a tremendous opportunity in this region. And our hope is over the next 2 to 3 years, we can what they call functionally end family homelessness, which means clear the waiting list for shelter, clear the waiting list for that rapid rehousing intervention, so that when someone needs the assistance, it's available right away to help them quickly get back into housing. And we really think, because Richmond has already done really well at working with families experiencing homelessness, that we can clear that waiting time and make services available in almost real time, as opposed to having a waiting list. And so that's our great hope, that money is really going to transform homelessness for families in the Richmond region, so that when someone falls into homelessness due to an illness or a job loss or divorce or all the things that we see, a medical bill, things people understand, that there's a quick path out of homelessness without any wait at all. And we really think the BASIS money is going to make that possible, because we have great partners, and it just gives us the bandwidth to do it. Richmond, compared to the rest of the country, where you hear about these hundreds of thousands of people experiencing homelessness, especially out on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Really, here we have one of the lowest rates in the state and lowest rates in the country of per capita homelessness. Now, every homeless person is one too many, but the point is, we have the opportunity to really get rid of homelessness as we know it as a community if we really want to. And this money is going to help do that for families with children.
But the work that Housing Families First is doing is really remarkable. And Beth, I'm watching the clock and have to run. But in this last couple seconds here, since this is Giving Tuesday, what's something our listeners could do? What action could they take to help you with your mission? I know that they can find out more at housingfamiliesfirst.org.
Correct.
What else can they do?
Two very quick things. If you love a great party, today's the last day to buy early bird tickets for a night at Mardi Gras, which is going to be at the Hippodrome on Saturday, February 8th. It's our one big annual fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun. So you can go to the events tab on housingfamiliesfirst.org and buy those. But also, we give two tours a month, and come learn about us. It's free. It's quick. The second Wednesday and third Thursday, I will put that on our website in the Give Help tab. Just come take a tour. See it for yourself, and we hope that you like what you see, and we're proud of what we do, and that you'll want to volunteer or get involved in some other way by doing that.
Beth, thank you so much. I hope our listeners will do just that, and have a happy new year.
You too. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you. Beth Van Turnbull, Executive Director of Housing Families First, on this Giving Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.